Good afternoon. I'll be very brief because I'm just going to cover the humanitarian issues, and SRSG Madalinov will speak about the broader political issues in Iraq. I updated the Council on the latest figures. We've got at least 5.2 million people who are estimated to be in need. 2.1 million of them are internally displaced throughout the country. I raised with the Council my specific concerns on issues around the protection of women and also children. Again, the abuse and kidnapping that we are seeing of women has been across communities. We also have whole communities that are living in fear, and half of those displaced are children. I made reference to the generous contribution of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, the $500 million, which has helped us to pre-position and procure supplies and help a substantial number of people, as well as the contributions from other donors. But as winter approaches, we urgently need $173 million now so that we can help with shelter, blankets, and particularly ensure the health care of children because of respiratory illnesses that might affect them. I'll take a couple of questions just on Iraq and then hand over to the SRSG. James.
My question is not just on Iraq, because that is the question. You've been briefing the Security Council on the humanitarian situation in Iraq. You've written another report on the situation in Syria. The UN and the Security Council are dealing with these separate issues, but ISIL's not respecting any of these national boundaries. Is a new approach needed?
Well, in terms of our approach as a humanitarian community, we have, of course, declared Iraq and Syria both top-level crises, but we also recognize that essentially this is a regional catastrophe. We have made that absolutely clear. I think in terms of the coalition efforts, in terms of their military efforts, there is also that recognition. And I think increasingly we will see an approach by the United Nations which is looking at this regionally rather than as individual countries.
Madam Amos, since all these problems are integrated in Iraq and Syria, and since you warned about winter conditions coming up, do you think that a safe zone in north of Syria would help ease the suffering of the IDPs and refugees? And what should Security Council do about it?
Well, the issue with respect to safe zones, as I have said repeatedly, is how are we going to ensure that they are safe. There is no point raising people's expectations, telling them that they can come to somewhere where they can get humanitarian aid, and they still face barrel bombs or other forms of violence which lead to people being killed. So the crucial issue is how do you ensure that any kind of zone or area is kept safe for people. It means some kind of independent monitoring of that, and some kind of independent way of ensuring that people are kept safe. We are not there. The Security Council would have to agree some kind of resolution that enabled that to happen. One last question.
On Anbar province, what's the level of humanitarian access by both groups and the UN system? And also, do you have any access problems in areas described as government-controlled in Iraq in terms of getting in aid?
The main issues we have with access are in the areas which are controlled by ISIS and affiliated armed groups, but we also have problems in areas where you have militias operating, some of them militias operating under the banner, as it were, of the government of Iraq. The government of Iraq itself has given considerable resources, $50 million to date, to help to build camps for those that are displaced. We are in the process of operating, putting together a coordination cell in Baghdad. now that we have the full government in place in Iraq. So we have a hub in Erbil, we're working in Baghdad, we're also working south in Basra. It has to be a whole of Iraq approach. Thank you all very much.